Good morning, everybody. I'm Darius. I'm on the elder team, and I'm also a pastoral resident here. Andy is actually, and his wife are out of town, so you guys get me today. So we've been, for those of you who haven't been here at Antioch before, we've been going through a short sermon series called The Heart of Antioch. And so what we've been doing have just been going through our core values, what we believe in, and what is really at the heart of our church. Last week, Andy preached on creativity. I will tell you more, but unfortunately, I was in Kids Church, so we're going to end it at that. He preached on creativity, and this week, we're talking about holistic mission. When we hear holistic mission, there's a lot of things that come to mind, exactly when we hear mission in general. Over the years, people have debated exactly what is mission, like what is the church called to do for mission. Some people believe that it's just doing good acts. Others believe it's just preaching the word and evangelizing. So today we're looking at how did Antioch gain this picture of holistic mission? I'm going to read our mission statement for that, our value statement. God is a missional sending God. As the Father sent the Son, we have been sent out into the world by Jesus in the power of the Holy Spirit. Acknowledging we are hopeless apart from Christ, we desire to become friends of sinners as we guide lost and broken people to Jesus. We believe in the power of the gospel to transform people, our city, and our world. Therefore, we believe the gospel must be both tangibly demonstrated and courageously declared in our culture. So when thinking about how did we come to this picture of holistic mission, to get an accurate picture of holistic mission, what we're going to do today is we're going to ask the 5 W's and H question. So if anybody remember that in school, when you had the 5 W's and H, a couple hands. So it's the who, what, when, where, why, how. A lot of journalists like to use it because it says it's a really great way to inspect something, to get out more information regarding something. So we're going to be looking at the who, what, when, where, why, and how of holistic mission, which will give you a kind of a picture of why we value it here at Antioch. But we're going to do it a little differently. To get an accurate picture of holistic mission, you must start with the why, as the why is the reason for everything when you're talking about mission, and especially the people of God being on mission. So our first question that we're going to look at is, why value and pursue holistic mission? Why, as a church at Antioch, do we value and we pursue holistic mission? The answer to that is, it is a part of God's character. He is a missional sending God. All throughout Scripture, when you look through Scripture, you see God sending his people on mission, some type of mission. God sent Adam on mission to steward the garden. He sent Abraham on mission to be a blessing to all nations. He sent Jesus on mission to redeem people. And then we even see Jesus sending his disciples on mission to spread the gospel. If you look up the word sent in the gospel, in the entire Bible, it actually is, there are 669 times the word sent is mentioned in referring to God sending out someone or referring to someone being sent by God in 647 verses. So obviously being sent by God is a really important thing. It's part of who he is. When you look at creation, God sends out his spirit to create. In John 6:38, Jesus says, "For I have come down from heaven, not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me." So sending is an important piece to God. It's a value it's something that God really values. So when we look at why pursue holistic mission, it's because God pursues it. God values it, and he sends out his people to do it. The second question we want to look at is, what is holistic mission? So if holistic mission is something to be valued, it's a part of God's character, then what exactly is it then? Why is it so important to him? Holistic mission is God's whole address to the whole needs of the world. So when people start debating exactly what is mission, is it good acts? Is it evangelism? What they're really asking is, what do we need? What does the world need? Does the world need more people to show compassion? Does the world need more people to share the gospel? There's two scriptures we're going to look at that give us a better picture of what exactly holistic mission is. Ephesians 1 verse 9 through 10 tells us, making known to us the mystery of his will, according to his purpose, which he set forth in Christ, 10, as a plan for the fullness of time to unite all things in him, things in heaven and things on earth. Colossians 1, 15 through 20, he is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For by him all things were created, in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions, rulers or authorities, all things were created through him and for him. And he is before all things, and in him all things hold together. And he is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, and that in everything he might be preeminent. For in him all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell, and through him to reconcile himself all things, whether on earth or in heaven, making peace by the blood of his cross. So what is holistic mission? Holistic mission is God's universal purpose and plan of engagement through Christ to put all things together, to unite all things in him. And that's on every level. So when we look at holistic mission, what it is God through Christ, he's uniting all things, whether that's compassion, whether that's suffering, whether that's trials, whether that's evangelism, all things are being brought together through Christ. And it's God's plan from the beginning. When you look at creation, fall, redemption, and new creation, it's a thought out plan from God to unite all things. So holistic mission is God's whole address. Through Jesus Christ, he is addressing the whole problem of creation, the fall. Sin was introduced and it broke the foundations of creation. It separated man from God. And so it broke our relationship with God, and it also broke creation as well. So holistic mission is God's plan to unite and fix things on every level. The third question we got to ask ourselves then, if God values it, so that means we are pursuing it, it's part of his character, we know what it is, it's God's address, then who do he wants to take part in? Who is God calling to take part in holistic mission? God calls the whole church to be on all things mission with God. And so I'm going to start saying the church a little bit more. But when I say the church, I mean the people of God. All throughout scripture, when you look at church, it's always standing to a group of people of God. The Hebrew word for church means the people of Israel. And then when you look at the Greek word for church, it means a gathering of believers. And so God wants his believers to be on mission, all things mission, to unite all things with him. God calls the church to participate in mission with him. If you look at it in Matthew, Jesus tells us that we are the salt of the earth. Like we are a city on a hill. We are to shine our light. And so he wants us as his people of God to do that, to work out mission with him. And he calls us all to do it. Even if you look at the Great Commission, Jesus calls his people to be on mission. It is through his work and the power of, and through his work and his power, the church is able to accomplish mission. We are to operate in a whole needs view. So when we are out on mission, we need to be thinking whole needs, not just compassion, not just evangelism, but a both and. How can I meet physical needs and also preach the gospel? If God is uniting all things, then we as his people who are made in his image should be on that mission as well as uniting all things. Now, when we look at the next one, we kind of tie both when and where together. So the next question we must ask ourselves to get a better picture of holistic mission is, when and where should holistic mission take place? The answer to that one is whenever there is a need and everywhere the church is. And once we mean church, we mean people of God. So if I'm in a grocery store and I see someone in a need, I should be on mission to help fill that need if I'm able. Whenever there is a physical need plus gospel transformation, everywhere the church is, so is Christ. So his people should be on holistic mission. If you look at Luke chapter 10, when Jesus sends out the 72, they are commanded to preach the gospel, heal who are lame in every town they went in. So not just in one town, but everywhere they went, they was to be on mission. They were supposed to be mission-minded of uniting all things, healing and meeting needs, and also preaching the kingdom is near. The next thing that we must ask ourselves when we're thinking about holistic mission is, how should holistic mission be done or take place? It is to be done through the creativity, spiritual giftings, passions, and even the hardships that we have been given. So many people do mission in so many different ways, but mission can't be done without having a passion for it. It's really hard to get people on board for something they're not passionate about, something that they're not gifted in. But God has given us all some type of gifting, even hardships. I give you one for myself that we're, as a leadership team, we've been thinking, kind of wrestling through starting. I have I have five children. And my direct middle child, he's 7, about to be 8. My wife looking at me like she wanted to tell me the exact months and days. So he's 7, about to be 8, but he has developmental issues. And so it's been something that we actually found out when he was about 3 years old. And so he has something called developmental delays, ADHD, and characteristics of autism. So basically, he struggles with a lot of different things. And sometimes it's a struggle for him to even go to the bathroom at 8 years old. I'm going to try to hold it together, but... So we've been thinking about as a team, like, how are we meeting needs? There's so many families and parents that struggle with that, having children with disabilities. And as a team, we've been thinking about starting a parent support group here at the church, just to have an opportunity for parents to get together and share the struggles and hardships and encourage each other. Because I know as a parent, having a child with special needs, it can feel like you're in the twilight zone. The same thing is repeated every day with no end. And it can be so frustrating. And you don't want to take it out on a child. And you have these moments where there's clarity, but it can be really hard to deal with. So being one of my hardships, I have a passion for that. I have a passion for parents who struggle with that. So God is calling me, how are you going to meet that need? And so it can be done in different ways. In 1984, the Anglican Communion produced a literature called The Five Marks of Mission. And so there are a group of, I think one of the largest group of churches who are committed to the church in London, the Bishop of Canterbury. But they go through an interesting process, and they said there are five marks of holistic mission. When we think about mission, there are five things that we must think about. And we see this throughout scripture. We see God sending people out to accomplish these five things. The first thing they mention is to proclaim the good news, the work of evangelism. And we see that in the Great Commission. Jesus told them to go forth, baptize, and teach. The second thing they mentioned was to nurture new believers, the work of teaching. When you think about holistic mission, there is a work of teaching, instructing people, which is also mentioned in the Great Commission. The third thing they mentioned is to respond to human needs by loving service, the work of compassion and mercy ministry. 2 Corinthians 1:4, Paul tells us, like, for we have been given a great comfort. And with that comfort that God has been given us, so we should be comfort others. So in my situation, knowing Jesus, and every time I feel overwhelmed by going to doctors, having genetic tests, going to physical therapy, speech therapy, occupational therapy, and being overwhelmed by that, I'm comforted by God. So he's telling me, how are you comforting other parents that don't have me, that don't have that peace? What is he calling us to do? The fourth thing they mention is to seek to transform unjust structures of society, the work of justice. And we see that in Jeremiah 29 and 7, which is in your bulletin, a part of our value of holistic mission, when he says, seek out what is right for the city. Do what is right for the whole city. Bless this city. And in Micah 6 and 8, God calls us to, how do you want it? The scripture said, how should the people of God act? He said, act justly. Seek out justice. So if my passion is for the unjust, how am I going about that in my church? How am I pushing leaders to say, hey, this is a passion of mine. This is a gifting of mine. I think in church, we always think that it's up to the leaders to decide what missions are carried out. But sometimes the leaders are too busy to making sure the sheep are okay. So it's up to the sheep to say, hey, this is a passion. This is a gifting. How are we meeting these needs in this community? The fifth thing that they mention is to safeguard the integrity of creation and sustain and renewing the earth, the work of creation care. And we see that in Genesis 2, when God sends Adam into the garden, he tells them to care for it. So if I have a passion to be a vegan, which I like meat, so that's not me, but or just a passion for you. I know everybody have seen them commercials like, how are you composting? I do it for my children. When you got 5 children, it's really hard to get them to throw something in a compost. So I just say, I don't do it at all. But if that's a passion of yours, how are you getting the church on mission and say, hey, let's start a garden in this community, or let's partner with someone? It's not even always about starting new things. It's like, how as believers are we going out into the world and partnering with other people? I give you an example back on the thing about the disability. So if anybody is familiar with special needs, there's a program out there called, an organization called PACER. And they just have an extensive amount of resources for organizations, people. And so through being a part on the, me and my wife sit on the public school council for special education. And so we have a lot of interactions with them and Frazier as well. But since it's a passion of mine, I'll call them and say, hey, what are you guys doing in Northeast? How are you guys helping families in Northeast? And how can I be a part of it? They said, actually, we really don't have too many programs in Northeast. Would you like to start one? I'll call you back. But it's like there's so many opportunities out here, and it's not just about starting new things. Sometimes it's about inventing the wheel, but sometimes it's just about jumping on board of what's going on. And so how, when we think about holistic mission, it's not always about it even being done in a church. It's how are we getting out in the community? How are we meeting these 5 marks of mission? Do we value it as God values it? These are the things we must ask ourselves when we're looking at a picture of holistic mission. And you can go through so many scriptures and see where any of these 5 marks are seen. Holistic mission is a core value, not simply because we want to do good works or we want to make more disciples and fill up our new space. We value it because it is at the heart of God. Thus, as his people, it should be at our heart as well. As we look out into the world and we see how broken it is, we should have that same compassion when Jesus looked out into the multitude and he said he had compassion upon them. And that word compassion, it means a gut-wrenching pain. So it's not that he was just, oh, I feel sorry, but I hurt because they hurt. And how am I going to go about fixing it? And with holistic mission, you can't just focus on one thing. You have to do both and. You have to meet needs and proclaim the gospel. Meeting the physical needs show people that we care. It show people that we will walk side by side with them. Meeting the spiritual need by preaching the gospel shows them that there is more, there is hope. You have a God that came to redeem you and to save you from these things. It's a, when we do both, it is a uniting. It's at the heart of God. It meets that scripture when it says, Jesus came to unite all things through his blood. So as a church, we value it because God, it is at the heart of God. And as we talk about the heart of Antioch, we want our heart to be the heart of God. And so I want to invite Javier and Amber up. We talk about how God is this sending God and he puts people on mission. And so as a church, we want to make sure we value that as well and that we're not just collecting members, but we're also sending people out as well. So I want Javier and Amber to introduce themselves.
Hello, I'm Javier.
Tell me how long you've been going here.
Pardon?
How long have you been going in Antioch?
A year and a half.
About a year and a half, yeah. And so you want to fill them in on what's going on, what you guys are doing?
Well, when Pastor Andy was in India, inviting Pastor here, Trent came and spoke here about how he's planting a church in South Minneapolis. And I live from that place about 5 blocks away. I'm like, wow, it's a great. I want to get to know this guy a little more because it's just, you know, a few blocks away from where I live. So I talked to him and he told me about what he's doing and I like that. So we want to be part of that church.
Yeah. So Javier and Ember are actually joining his core team and starting. Trent, he really has a heart for really building community. And so he's really, if you have any time to sit but with him, you're going to like, Trent, I got to go. Like, would you stop talking? He's a great guy, but he can talk. And so he liked to ask you a lot of questions. And so, but he, so they're going to be not too far away from where my kids go to school. He's really invested in that community and really has a heart for building a multicultural church and meeting the needs and of those people. And so they're actually joining his core team. And so when I heard about that, I thought about two stories. I thought about, now I'm going to blank on this. Priscilla and what is his name? Thank you, Priscilla and Aquila. How when they came and they was with the believers for a time and they was under their teaching for a time. And when I think about them, I think of that they came here for a time. But then I also think about how when God called Paul and Barabbas and he said, send them out. And how the elders came and prayed for them and sent them out on mission. And so as a church, you say we value holistic mission. We value this God who is a ascending God, a missional God. We want to do the same thing. So I actually want to invite our elders up. And I know we're short a few. So I'm going to have Moose fill in for one of them. One's in Kids Church. Coley, you want to come up here with us as well? You know, part of our, one of our things at Antioch is we really believe in church planting. And it's been a little bit, we sent one out, about a year and a half ago? 2 years? How long has it been? Yeah. No, not Andrew. Morse. A year ago. Andrew, yeah, a long time ago. Yeah, and so, but we really value it. And we don't want to lose that as we come into this space and get lost in this building. We want the people of God, which is the church. They are the church. And as like we was talking about, everywhere they go, they are on mission. And we just want to make sure that we value that still, even in this new space. As we transitioning, we don't want to lose that part of ourselves. And so I just want us to have a time to pray for them and send them out with our blessings. We just go down and then I'll close us out. You want the mic?
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you so, so much for these two. I thank you for their heart, for reaching their community for you. And I thank you that they have listened to your call to join this new church plant in their neighborhood. I pray that you would give them incredible opportunities with their neighbors, with the people around them, that they would have an opportunity not to just share about this church, but to share about why they're even in this community. I pray that they would have opportunity to meet needs that would open doors for them to share about the ultimate hope that they have in you. So, Father, we look forward to hearing incredible stories of your faithfulness and hearing how you are going to use them to bring people to a saving knowledge of you.
Father God, we just want to thank you for Javier and Amber. And we pray, Father God, that you would pour out your spirit upon them, Lord. We pray that they would really be in their community, the people who draw people to yourself. We pray for Pastor Trent and the core group. And Lord, as they pull together, we pray that you would give them a vision that's much, much bigger than themselves.
Yes.
And Lord, that because of their work, that many people would come to know Christ. We pray, Father, that you would give them the privilege of seeing lives changed in that area of South Minneapolis. And Lord, just continue to grow them. We also pray, Father, that you put a hedge of protection around this body of believers and around Javier and Amber. And Lord, just use them for your kingdom's sake. Father, thank you for what you're going to do. We ask in Jesus' name.
Lord, we thank you that Javier and Amber have listened to you and are willing to be sent even just into their community there. Lord, I ask that you would go before them. Like Moose asked, that they would have a vision, just a God-sized vision for what can happen in that community with their neighbors, with their family and friends, anyone that's around with them. Lord, we ask that this core team would be united as it's coming together, develop relationships and community quickly within themselves, and let them be a light and a witness to the community around them, Lord.
Lord, we just thank you so much for the time that Javier and Amber was here, Lord Jesus. We just ask that you be with them, Lord. Continue to protect them and provide for them, Lord Jesus, like you have always done. Lord, we ask that you just continue to give them a heart for holistic mission, Lord. Lord, a heart to see people's lives transformed, Lord. To see people cry out, what must I do to be saved? That they come into a real relationship with you, Lord. Lord, and I pray that for us here in Antioch as well, Lord, that you continue to give us your heart and your mind for this world, Lord, that we continue to have our mind set upon you, Lord, that we think of not just one picture, Lord, but have a whole needs view of mission. Lord, that we continue to have a heart to unite all things unto you, Lord. Be with us, Lord Jesus. We thank you so much. In your name, amen. Thank you, guys. Guys, come back up. So I'm going to invite the worship team to come back up. And as they come back up, it's just a prayer for Antioch that we just continue to have a heart for this community. There's so many broken things in this world and broken people in this community. And I believe God has us here for a reason. Out of all the doors, as we was looking as a team, there was just no opportunities for us to move anywhere else. So I think this is part of that plan of God to unite this community under him. So as you go forth, I just pray that you just continue to think about that. Thank you.